When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Dean of Football Writing, of course, Football Morning in America, NBC Sports, our guy once a month we get to talk to him, Mr. Peter King. Peter, how are you, sir?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing good, minus the last couple games here, Peter. You know, you've been on with us a couple times now, and we've talked about, you know, an Eagles team that kept winning games, but they weren't doing it in a pretty way. You know, an ugly 10-1, people were saying, and then the last 2 weeks, obviously against good opponents, it has cratered a bit. Peter, what is the league saying about this Eagles team right now? Is it more the 10-1 team, or the 10-win team we saw before, or the issues we've seen the last 2 weeks that people are leaning on with this team?
Well, I think there are things to be concerned about. I never thought that over the span of three games, I don't care if they're playing Bill Walsh 49ers in their prime 3 weeks in a row. It's disturbing that they've allowed 36 points a game over the last 3 weeks. It's disturbing that their opponents in the last three games have had 30 possessions and scored 19 times. That's going to get you beat in the first round of the playoffs, and I don't care what seed you have. I mean, unless you score in the 40s all the time, which you're not playing the Giants in the playoffs last year all the time. So I think so many really good teams have bad stretches, okay? And over time, I don't necessarily want to say it's meaningless, because it's meaningful. What's happened with the defense now is meaningful. However, this team is too good to be stuck in this rut. And I don't think they're going to remain stuck in this rut. And I think clearly they have a schedule, even though, you know, the Giants now with
they're frisky all of a sudden, right? Yeah.
They're a ridiculous team now. You don't know what is going to happen, and you can't be sure that you're going to sweep them, you know, in two of the last 3 weeks. But I think that everybody around the organization and the team and the city probably just needs to take a deep breath and say, listen, really, really good teams have bad stretches. There are reasons why they have bad stretches. But if you look at almost every year, with the exception of 07, every year the Patriots would go to the Super Bowl, they had either a bad game or games, a bad stretch, and they recovered. And I think the talent and the coaching and the administration of this franchise are good enough so that it's not gonna ruin their season.
Peter, you mentioned the schedule. I want to get into a few things with the schedule. First and foremost, just this stretch that they've been on, this gauntlet that, you know, we talked about coming in, and has been as bad as we expected it to be in terms of the toll it's taken. Did you think the schedule was fair coming into this season for a team like the Eagles? I know you get a first place schedule, but to face back to back teams with, you know, to face your two biggest games with Dallas coming off 10 days of rest, the Niners coming off 10 days of rest, the way this thing has shook out, do you think the Eagles were kind of done a little dirty?
No. I don't. I mean, first of all, if you're the Philadelphia Eagles or the Kansas City Chiefs coming off last year, the NFL is going to look at your team and is going to say, we want to put this team on national television as much as possible and in big windows as much as possible. And look, I don't know this, but I hear things like that from people all the time saying, oh my God, we got screwed on the schedule. I bet if you look at over the last 5 years, there have been multiple times where the Eagles have either been coming off a bye facing a good team, or you know, have been in the opposite situation of what they're in this year, and it's worked to their advantage. That's just what happens a lot of times if you're a good team. And the NFL doesn't set out to say, hey, listen, let's give San Francisco or Dallas extra rest going into playing Philadelphia. That's just the way it goes. And I think the other thing I would say is, I think that in talking about that, if you were to tell me, if you were to tell me that you think that the San Francisco Philadelphia game would have been different if both teams were on the exact same amount of rest, I'd say you're delusional. I understand that it's not perfect, but I don't think the way the schedule has fallen really has very much to do with what's happened the last 2 weeks.
So you say you think if they were on even kind of footing that the result would have been similar. Maybe, you know, you're delusional to think it would have been different. I'm curious, after these last 2 weeks, like, where do you think the Eagles are in the hierarchy of the NFL? Because they had the best record. They've had the best record in the NFL for, you know, almost a year and a half or whatever. They were in the Super Bowl last year. But I think there's a lot of people that doubt this team now. I'm curious from your perspective, and maybe from people you talk around the league, like, where are the Eagles viewed compared to the Niners and the Cowboys?
I think they're probably behind the Niners right now. But you have to always say that with an asterisk, because you say they're behind the Niners, which I think anybody logically would say. They just got their clocks cleaned by the Niners. And they gave up touchdowns on six straight possessions. So, you know, they're not as good as the Niners right now. However, the Niners are not the Niners if they're not totally healthy. So what team is going to take the field when the playoffs begin in the middle of January? I don't know. But if the Niners are totally healthy, they're the best team in football. But again, we saw what happened in the middle of this season when they weren't totally healthy. They lost to Cleveland, Minnesota, and Cincinnati in consecutive weeks and scored 17 points in each game. So football is a fragile thing. Having said that, today, at this moment, I would say in the NFC, the 49ers are number one. Dallas is number two, but not by a lot. And then I would say Philadelphia is number three. But I would say if Dallas and Philadelphia played 10 times this week, Dallas might have a 6-4 edge, but it also might be 5-5 or 6-4 Philadelphia. I don't view last week's game as the be-all, end-all game of this season. Philadelphia is too good. Their talent is too good. They are being challenged right now. They'll respond. I bet a lot of money that they'll respond.
I'm curious what your thoughts are on Nick Sirianni and then offensive coordinator Brian Johnson, because offense has struggled the last 2 weeks. They're obviously under a lot of heat now in Philly with the offense struggling. What do you think of Sirianni and then Brian Johnson?
And also, what does the league think of Brian Johnson? Because we can get myopic here, Peter, you know, watching the play calling and this and that. But I know Brian Johnson was someone who was coveted as an offensive coordinator around the league and a potential future head coach, I've heard a lot of places. What does the league think of Johnson as well?
I still think Brian Johnson is very likely to get a head coach interview or two. I mean, unless this team just absolutely craters down the stretch, and I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, the Eagles, every year, the road is littered with teams that produce head coaching candidates, and they produce them because they're playing well and these coaches are good coaches. In my opinion, coming out of last year, Brian Johnson was probably the hottest position coach, you know, and non-coordinator of any coach in football. And look, you know, this is a team that's still, if we're looking at it, this is still one of the highest scoring teams in football that's had two bad weeks. So I don't really think it's that big a deal what has happened to them in terms of Brian Johnson's future. And I think he's an excellent football coach. I think every coach goes through a period where life sucks. That's just the way. That's the way.
The nature of the business.
I think fans feel that way too right now.
And Sirianni, and look, Nick Sirianni is a really good football coach, and he's got his team that he's got a team that responds to him, that respects him, and that's going to play hard for him all the way. So I think sometimes, you know, when you have 2 weeks like the Eagles have just had, there's no question. It's the sky is falling. But the Eagles right now today, without any question in my mind, are one of the five best teams in football. So, you know, that's where you want to be in the middle of December. Now, if they lose a couple down the stretch, I might change my tune. But I think they're going to sweep down the stretch and end up playing well and be whatever, 14-3, whatever the record would be, maybe 13-4. They might lose one. But I think they're still going to go into the postseason, you know, one of the teams to beat throughout the league, not just the NFC.
Love it. Peter, you made a lot of people feel better with that answer. There's been a lot of consternation. Thank you so much for taking the time, Peter. I can't tell you how much we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next month.
No problem, guys. Thank you.